This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Hi, everyone. So sorry I'm about 5 minutes late. And of course, even after a year and a half, technical difficulties, what can I say? That's my little thing. Welcome back, first of all, to the Jewish Stripper on Reel with Ala Kaplan. And I'm your host, Ala Kaplan. And if you're on the East Coast where I am, you're snowed in and it's below freezing. And it was not fun to take the dog out today. It wasn't fun for the dog either. So tonight is episode 10 of season 3, You Are the Niche. And of course, first of all, I want to say if you're new to my podcast, if you're new to my channel on YouTube, welcome. I'm glad you're here. And I hope that you get something out of this podcast today. So I'm bundled up to the neck because it is freezing. And even though my house is warm, it's still drafty. So anyway, today I wrote a little article because it's easier for me to read. No guests today, but guests are coming. I am working on guests. I am networking and I am working on guests coming to the show. So let's just hope that I don't have, we're going to record the guests we record. We're not going to do live. We'll record it and then I'll edit it. Today, I'm not editing myself. I'm just winging it like I do. So I'm going to read an article that I wrote. You are the product. You are the niche. Because people ask me, what's your podcast about? And what's your niche? And I'm like, whatever pops into my head. So here we go. I'm going to read this real quick. In 2024, I woke up one day and decided to launch my podcast and called it Raw and Real. It was all fun and games until I Googled Raw and Real and saw thousands of Raw and Reels. No, I thought I was being so original. I thought I was being so original. It was my friend's idea to call it Raw and Real because she had been reading the book I'm writing, and she thought the book was so raw. So I guess I am just raw. So in any way, I hope you like the studio in the background there. So how would I make it stand out from all the other Raw and Real podcasts? I went back to the drawing board, and I wanted a brand that would intrigue people. And the book I'm writing is called The Life of a Jewish Stripper. And so the podcast, The Jewish Stripper Raw and Real with Ala Kaplan was born. And I created my YouTube channel. Yes, I am a former stripper. And the name of the podcast is a marketing tool to make people pay attention. The question was, what would I talk about? What was my niche? Initially, it was going to be our podcast with my friend. But when it wasn't very professional and not very polished, my friend dropped out. I guess she didn't want to be associated with something that had too many technical issues and not edited. I wasn't mad or angry. I got it. Much like me, she's a perfectionist, but I wasn't going to be deterred. Maybe I'm crazy, but I have this crazy belief in myself. I was determined to continue on my own. But here's the thing. Perfection can drive you crazy, and I am a perfectionist. There is no such thing as perfect. I've listened to and saw podcasts that are far from perfect by some of the best in the business. Yes, I made mistakes, big mistakes, and I learned a lot from them, and I'm still learning every day. The biggest lesson, sometimes shit just goes wrong. Kind of like life, you know. I still have technical difficulties. Sometimes my mic doesn't work right. Sometimes I think I'm live and I'm not. Sometimes I'm just winging it with no script. And I'm repetitive, saying and you know way too many times, and that's okay. I didn't do a lot of research, and I jumped in with both feet and no experience. I didn't have any guests other than my friends or family. I don't have a degree in communications, and I'm not an expert in any particular field. I felt that my life experience as a former stripper would be my guide. I started doing episodes on what was interesting to me. No topic was off limits, I would say. What was my goal in starting the podcast? I learned that when you start a business, the first question you must ask yourself is why? Why am I doing this? My initial purpose with the podcast was to tell my story. I didn't think at first that my why was to help others. Just like with the book I started writing, it was my way of healing. But when people reached out to me and responded to my story, I realized that I may have a bigger calling, that God may have a plan for me. When I started telling people that I have a podcast and the name, was the initial shock for people. The first question was always, what is it about? Whatever pops into my brain that day, I would say. That's when I realized how much work goes into planning and execution. And one day I was scrolling on TikTok and a guy said, you are the niche. What a revelation! Exclamation point. Thanks to the man on TikTok, whose name I don't remember, I am the niche. What I bring to the table is me, my personality, my opinions, my point of view. What the most important thing is that I show up. Every week, I show up. When October 7 happened, it was hard to show up. And it was the only thing I could talk about. And then when my mom got breast cancer, it was hard to show up and show gratitude, which I often talk about. When I'm feeling down, it's hard to talk about abundance and manifesting your dreams. But here's what I've learned. Show up anyway. Even if you don't have a script, even if you don't have a guest, your voice matters. Yes, maybe I started the podcast 10 years too late. Yes, there are many voices out there, but it doesn't matter. Your voice matters. It's never too late to believe in yourself, and you don't need a degree to chase your dreams. I'm not everyone's cup of tea, and that's okay. And so that's a little article, kind of a guideline for today's show that I wrote. So that's what's going on, is I'm figuring out what to do every week. I think, what am I going to do? What am I going to talk about? I don't have a guest. How am I going to get through what I try to do is usually 30 minutes. I try to do about keep people's attention. Most people probably scroll through stuff and they just scroll and scroll and scroll. And I'm the same way very often. It's hard to concentrate. It's hard to get an idea. It's hard to put an idea into practice. It's hard to sometimes, you have an idea, but to execute that idea, to relay the message that you want to relay. And I talk about believing in yourself so much, because if you don't believe in yourself, no one else will. And here we go. When I am just live and I'm winging it and the script is off, there's nothing written. And I don't, because I don't do a script, because I don't want to bore you with maybe the minute details of my life. I thought, after October 7th, what could I possibly talk about that's interesting about me and any suffering in my life that I've experienced, when there are people who were kidnapped into tunnels or murdered, and my life seemed so unimportant compared to what was going on in the world. And so I just started to talk about the things that were going on that were important to me as a Jewish person. And I've talked about this many, many times. But what I want to, and I've said this before, that if you want to do something, if there's something that you've always wanted to do and you've held off actually doing it, and you don't think that you're good enough, you're smart enough, you're interesting enough, that you somehow, you want to wait until the perfect moment. It's like when people want to get married or have children, or that you want to write a book, or you want to start your own, sorry, I'm a little hoarse today. If you wanted to always write that book, if you wanted to start the podcast, if you want to go and ask for sponsors, if you ask for sponsors, if you ask for advertisers, if you want to, there's something in your life, you want to go to school, excuse me, like I mentioned that my friend, started going to school and completely changed careers after 11 years in a job that she did perfectly very well. But, it was for her, it was, hold on one second. I'm going to fix my banner. There we go. So the banner is usually like purple, but today it's blue. So if you want to do something and you're always saying later or maybe not now, well, forever can be, things can turn into forever. If people waited until they were ready to have children, maybe none of us would exist. If people waited to get married until they were ready, maybe none of us would exist. There's just so much out there. There's so much information out there. I'm not saying anything special that you probably have never heard before from any other speakers. There's so many people out there talking about manifesting abundance, energy, new energy, I mean, it gets a little repetitive. And the reason it's repetitive is because it works. But I was watching the other day, you know, you can pray and you can work hard. I was watching somebody's video. They were talking about your energy. When you're ready, then the abundance, everything that you're waiting for, like I was saying in the last episode, everything that you're waiting for is not going to come knocking on your door. You have to go and chase what it is that you want, whether it's love, whether it's money, whether it's success, fame, a career, whatever it is that you are waiting for, don't wait. And don't wait to be a specific niche. I can talk about 1,000 different things with 1,000 different people. I am not, I thought I was an introvert. And then it turned out, you know what, that I'm not an introvert. I love listening to people's stories. I don't necessarily always want to tell my own story. How many times can I tell my story? What do you want to know? I'm a survivor of multiple traumas, sexual child abuse, marital abuse, physical abuse, mental abuse, all that stuff. Yeah, I survived. I survived. And the thing is, not only did I survive, but I thrived. And one day I just decided I'm going to write a book. Yeah, I was a stripper. Yeah, I don't have a college degree. So what? So what? But if you want to get a degree, good for you. Wonderful. Then go and chase it. Get it. Don't wait around till one day maybe, because one day maybe could be forever. And, you know, if you're, if like I'm saying, you know what? I am the niche. I'm the niche. I bring the conversation to the table. I bring my knowledge of my experience, life experience. That's what I bring to the table. And everybody brings something to the table because we are all unique individuals. There's not, you may resonate with someone's story. You may listen to my story and say, oh, shit, I went through the same thing. Oh, wow. But at the same time, you have a story that's none like any other. You are unique. You are something that is in your DNA that is only in your relative's DNA. But at the same time, you know, I did an episode. I'm the curse breaker. In my family, I'm the trauma breaker. I'm the black sheep of the family. I am not going to sugarcoat things. I don't sugarcoat a lot of stuff because this is, as I said, this is raw and real. I am the Jewish stripper, not a current stripper, but I am, it's raw and it's real. And it's time to finish my book, to write. There's a lot of got to get back. You know, October 7th is going to, it's going to be like the Holocaust where we're always going to remember. But at the same time, we have to live. We all have to live in the now, not yesterday and not tomorrow, but live in the now. And now is what you want to do with your life, you who you want to, you know, be every day. To every day, I hope that I'm becoming better. I hope that every day, when I get on this podcast, when I go live, when I record something, or when I'm guesting somebody, you know, I've had a couple of experiences, a few experiences where I was a guest on a podcast and it was wonderful. It was so nice to have somebody listen to my story and have other people resonate with the story. And if you feel comfortable, because you have to feel comfortable to be a guest. And I did a post, was it today or yesterday, calling all strippers or / exotic dancers, as they prefer to be, dancers, calling all strippers and dancers to come on my podcast and tell their story. Because this is a safe space. There is no judgment here. There is no judgment in this. The things I've experienced that I don't talk about, they're private for some people. I can't talk about everything in my life. This is not a vlog. It's not a video blog. I'm not trying to record my life. But at the same time, I welcome, if you're out there and you are a dancer or you were a dancer and you're interested in telling your story, I would love to interview you. I'm at the point where I'm probably going to be going to the strip clubs where... probably where I used to work down in DC. And if anybody's watching and interested in telling their story, I welcome you. And you can be anonymous and we can record only audio. And you can be completely anonymous. And if you want to tell me your life story, you want to tell me your stripping story, I am so open to that. A lot of people say that's what I should be doing. And, you know, again, people will tell you when you're doing a podcast that it should be about something particular that, you know, I've done mental health. I've done men's mental health. I've done women's mental health. I've done thing about narcissists. I've done abundance, manifesting, cleansing the clutter out of your mind. But at the same time, I refuse to corner myself into one little niche because I am the niche. I am the personality. And if I am your cup of tea, wonderful. And if I'm not your cup of tea, well, you know, it's okay. It's not meant to be. We're not meant to be. I wish you all the best of everything if we don't hook up and you know, but at the same time, I invite, by the way, I just want to say to the brand Comfort, which I'm not wearing today, but I wore the last episode. The hot pink sweats, guys. I live in your sweats. You gotta advertise on my show. But the thing is that I don't. The particular when people tell me stay in your lane, only talk about, you know, you started with narcissists, you started about abuse, domestic violence. Stay with that. Stay with those particular topics. And you know what? I don't mind if you want to come on the show. If you want to come on the show and you want to, you know, so if you want to come on the show, I welcome you. I welcome people of all walks of life. All type of personalities. Everybody's different. Everybody has a unique story to tell. And I don't always want to talk. I want to do the listening. And it helps me grow. And I can't wait. We're going to record. So we set the date, February 10th. I hope it comes around. I hope it works out with John W. Curran, the host of the podcast, A Swift Kick in the Ass, who interviewed me for about 2 hours. And we're going to record, I think, February 10th. And I cannot wait to have him come and tell his story, because he is one of the most intelligent and generous people I've ever met in my life. And I'm so grateful to him that the opportunity he gave me for those 2 hours that he interviewed me. So anyway, I just want to say again, as always, and guys, I'm like seeing analytics, by the way, all across America. I thought that I was just being downloaded like in Japan and Singapore and a couple places in the United Kingdom. And it turned out that it's there's all across America, Boise, Idaho, and places I don't know which state they're in. And I am just so grateful to you guys for downloading and listening and being interested in what I have to say and my point of view. And I'm beyond honored that you have downloaded my podcast and listened to it. Thank you so much to the YouTube subscribers, Facebook followers, people downloading the podcast on different platforms. I am so super grateful to you guys. I love you all so much. And I am so appreciative. You don't even, from the bottom of my heart, thank you for downloading and listening. And so I hope if you're on the East Coast, happy shoveling. It's going to be a wild, but like I said last year, I think the last year and this year is going to be a bumpy ride. Buckle your seatbelt. But I want to just say again, from the bottom of my heart, thank you for listening. Thank you for being interested. Thank you. If you have, I always, by the way, welcome comments. Always welcome. I always welcome comments, criticism, even constructive criticism. I always welcome and ideas for episodes. I'd love to hear from you guys for ideas for episodes. It would be, if somebody has something that they wanted to do. I think maybe my friend Teresa had a long time ago had an idea about body shaming. And I'm thinking that goes, you know, that goes with right into the stripping world, body shaming. You wouldn't believe that, you know, people are dancing, women are dancing or men or whatever. And they, you know, they talk about, you know, each other's bodies and, you know, you've got a big ass and you've got little tits, go get a boob job, all those kind of things. I think that I'm possibly going to do the next episode about body shaming. Because, of course, having had a lot of things happen to me after I quit stripping, I gained weight and I would love to have the body that I used to have, which I never thought that it was hot until somebody, when I was in my abusive relationship. And so when, after I left my ex and people would tell me that I was hot, I didn't believe them. And then I look at pictures from 30 years ago and I'm like, oh my God, I guess you would say I was hot. So I think that I am going to go out there, put myself out there, get out of my comfort zone and go to a club and see if girls or women want to talk about their experiences. And I think the body shaming is going to go right with that. So I hope you're looking forward to that. It should be interesting. That would be, you know, once I shovel out of the snow. It's gonna be a fun day tomorrow. So if you guys have ideas on episodes, if you want to be a guest, by the way, the website is live, thejewishstripper.com. It is live. It's active, and you can contact me through there. You can send me an email through there, or you can find me on Facebook and DM me. Or, you know, if you've got ideas and you've got criticisms or you've got comments, I welcome it all. I'm an open book. I love you guys. I wish you a warm night. Stay warm. Keep those animals warm. Keep everybody warm. And thank you so much for the interest, for downloading, for being followers, subscribers. Have a great night. Probably watching playoffs, but thank you for being around for me and hanging in there with me. And I hope you continue to hang in there with me on this journey. Thank you.